Well, the recent election saw four states, California, Massachusetts, Maine, and Nevada, join Oregon, Washington, Colorado, and Alaska in legalizing the recreational use of marijuana. Four other states, Arkansas, Florida, North Dakota, and Montana, voted for medical use. But the growing cannabis industry has relied on an Obama administration policy of tolerating state laws to regulate a substance that is still illegal under federal law. So what will a new Trump administration mean? From Jefferson Public Radio in Ashland, Oregon, Liam Moriarty reports.
It's been 2 years since voters in Oregon approved a measure that lets adults grow, buy, possess, and consume marijuana for recreational use. And while buying weed in Oregon isn't quite as simple as walking into your corner store and picking up a six-pack, it's pretty easy. I recently visited Breeze Botanicals in Gold Hill, Oregon.
Hello.
Hi there.
How are you doing today?
Pretty well. I'd like to buy some cannabis.
Oh, good.
The owner, Bree Malarkey, checks me in, inspects my ID to verify I'm at least 21, then leads me into the locked showroom.
Welcome to the other side of the wall.
Where she displays an impressive array of medicinal herbs, including marijuana, in glass jars. After quizzing Malarkey about the effects of various strains, I make my choice. Watermelon Kush.
I'll take a gram of that.
Yep, absolutely.
Excellent. Wrap it up.
I pay, put my purchase in the legally required childproof container, and I'm out the door. This now legal transaction happens tens of thousands of times a day in Oregon, Washington, Colorado, and Alaska. What's allowed this to happen, since marijuana remains illegal under federal law, is a 2013 policy memo by then-Deputy Attorney General James Cole. The so-called Cole memo says that if states make effective efforts to keep pot away from kids, prevent driving while high, and address other concerns, the feds will look the other way. Will a Trump administration continue that policy? Here's candidate Trump at a rally in Nevada a year ago.
I think medical should happen, right? Don't we agree? I mean, I think so. And then I really believe you should leave it up to the states. It should be a state situation.
But Trump has expressed less supportive opinions on other occasions. And John Hudak says it's hard to say where he'll come down on this issue.
There is reason for us to believe that either outcome, either a pro-states rights outcome or a pro-prohibition outcome, could happen.
Hudak is a senior fellow at the D.C.-based Brookings Institution who's made a study of cannabis policy. He points out that the legal foundation on which the marijuana industry rests is pretty precarious.
The Cole memos can be rescinded by the stroke of the pen of the Attorney General.
And Trump's nominee for Attorney General, Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions, has very firm ideas of his own about marijuana. Here's Sessions at a Senate hearing last April.
This drug is dangerous. You cannot play with it. It's not funny. It's not something to laugh about. And trying to send that message with clarity that good people don't smoke marijuana.
But Troy Dayton isn't too worried. Dayton is CEO of the Arcview Group, a San Francisco-based investment and market research firm that focuses on cannabis. He acknowledges that if Sessions is appointed AG and if Trump gives him scope to set his own policy,
that would be devastating to the cannabis industry.
But Dayton remains bullish on the industry's future. He points to the growing success of legalization measures and to polls showing more than 60% of Americans support legal pot.
There is more political cost to going against the grain here than going with the grain.
And Dayton says he thinks Trump is unlikely to spend his political capital trying to put the marijuana genie back in the bottle. Attorney Henry Wieckowski agrees.
The more people that know how to grow it and appreciate the benefits of using it, the harder and harder it's going to be to stop.
Wieckowski is a prominent San Francisco lawyer who's represented many cannabis businesses during years of legal battles with the feds. He notes that since 2014, Congress has passed a budget rider that bars the Justice Department from using federal funds to interfere with state medical marijuana laws. And in 2015, a federal court slapped down a Justice Department attempt to circumvent the measure. Wieckowski thinks it's likely Congress will extend that protection to states with recreational use laws as well.
Why would anybody want to deprive the states of the ability to regulate and tax cannabis and open up that market back to the illegal cartels?
At Breeze Botanicals, the herb shop in Oregon, owner Bree Malarkey recognizes the uncertainty that hangs over her business. But she says she creates jobs, she pays taxes, and works hard to do right by her employees and her clients. And she remains optimistic.
I keep saying to myself, if you know what you're doing is right and you're leading by example and you're trying to be a good citizen, you just keep fighting for what you know is right.
About 3 in 5 Americans now live in a state with some form of legal cannabis. Analysts say the industry is worth nearly $7 billion this year, and as the new states, including California, come online, that value is projected to approach $22 billion by 2020. For Here and Now, I'm Liam Moriarty in Ashland, Oregon.